You've heard me say for years that NT Factor is the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. That includes your immune cells, such as your T cells and white blood cells. NT Factor has been shown to contribute to a more robust and effective immune response. So now that we're in cold and flu season, NT Factor is combining with powerful antioxidants, vitamin C and D, to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. Together with NT Factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. For a limited time, buy a bottle of NT Factor with D3K2 and get a bottle of C1000 with NT Factor absolutely free. That's a savings of over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamins C and D with NT Factor at ntfactor.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our subject is a whole raft of GLP-1 drugs that are now revolutionizing the field of weight loss. Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound. There's no question they work for a lot of individuals, but they have some downsides, and especially their price, their side effects lead a lot of people to stop. When they stop, unfortunately, the weight comes back with a vengeance. After being on them for a while, people may lose a lot of fat, but also muscle mass. That's not so good. Our guest is Dr. Swathi Baranasi-Diaz. She has a doctorate in pharmacology, and she's an integrative pharmacist. So, you know, one of the things that I've noticed is that I don't prescribe these drugs. You know, I got to say that, and, you know, that isn't necessarily the right choice, but I really specialize in diet and lifestyle advice and the use of natural products. So I've elected as an integrative physician not to prescribe these products, but some of my colleagues, kind of recognizing reality, you know, that there are people who have tried and tried and tried to lose weight. They need help and they might benefit from these medications. They do prescribe them, but they prescribe them selectively. Now, a couple of caveats. One is they don't just prescribe them. They don't just say, hey, come on down. I'm going to give you a prescription. They say, look, we're going to forge a therapeutic alliance. And when you go on these medications, here's what we're going to do. We're going to look at your diet. We're going to make sure you're on an exercise program so that you exercise your muscles so you don't lose a lot of muscle mass while you're losing a lot of weight. And we're going to make a deal that I'll give you the medication, but you got to do your homework and not just use the self-injector once a week and think that that's a free pass. That's number one. Number two, they also customize doses. Sometimes, and this is not the prerogative sometimes of conventional doctors, but integrative doctors sometimes use compounding pharmacies, which I think you're probably acquainted with, to get very custom doses, sometimes very small doses of these medications, so that people aren't overwhelmed with side effects. So I've introduced a lot here, put a lot on the table, but maybe you can tackle those issues.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I think personalizing the dose makes a lot of sense. And I think that is really the right way to go about it. And as an integrative pharmacist, that is something that I'm always advocating for is, you know, yes, these certain medications can do well if they are prescribed correctly. But oftentimes, you know, if it's a pill, if it's an injection, it's a very specific amount. And maybe that's not the right amount.
One size fits all kind of thing, or, you know.
Exactly. And so the aspect of, you know, compounding being involved in GLP-1s now, I think is a great advent. And, you know, not only is it great for pharmacists to get more involved in it, it's also great from a patient perspective as well to ensure that everyone is getting the dose that makes the most sense. And then I love what you were talking about with, you know, it's not only the GLP-1, but what else are you doing in addition as an adjunct in combination to really ensure that the GLP-1 is going to have the effect that you want it to have without having the detrimental, potentially, side effects.
And I think that can be used as a kind of trainer wheels for weight loss, or at least kind of a circuit breaker for this insatiable appetite that some people have. To kind of turn down the volume on the brain signals and the gastro signals and the metabolic signals that create a vicious cycle of weight gain. So, okay, turn that off. But at least, but during that time, it's a teachable moment. It's like, learn better habits, prepare food differently, make more prudent selections when you go out, incorporate an exercise program that is regular. And so that at the end of the time where, you know, you might end up going off these medications, you'll be better off.
Sorry, you cut out.
I did cut out a little bit. So let me just note the time and I think that, let me just note it. That's 32:32. Okay. So I'm going to, you heard the question. I think the question got recorded. So let me just cue you and then I'll say go and you pick it up. Okay. So the question is, can these drugs be kind of used as a trainer wheel to create, like a hiatus for people so that they can kind of regroup and get onto a healthier lifestyle. Go.
Yeah, so I see GLP-1s, the best case scenario is that they're used as that jumpstart, that trampoline that you jump off immediately as you're pursuing this brand new, for some people, brand new lifestyle choice of, you know, eating smaller, more frequent meals that are nutrient dense. Again, thinking about protein and also having a good amount of fat and carbs. You don't want to ignore those too. Thinking about when you go to the grocery store, how can you stay closer to the perimeter of all the different options? Thinking about, you know, people say it sounds silly sometimes, but, you know, eat the rainbow, because then you can see on your plate all the different antioxidants and nutrients that you're putting into your body. And then that's really, like, nutrition is the hallmark. You know, people say it's like 80%, right, of the change you see in your body has to do with nutrition. But then pairing that with resistance training and getting active, all of those things really are going to make the difference. But again, this is not something that's going to happen overnight. Even thinking of a GLP-1 as a jumpstart, amazing. But that doesn't necessarily mean in 1 week you're going to start seeing those, you know, weight loss results that you want.
So, you know, you read all the, I'm sure you read all the pharmacy journals and they send you the latest dispatches from the frontiers of pharmacological research. Where do you see this going? Because I think that it's been suggested that this is only the beginning, that they're going, now they have dual action drugs. Mounjaro and Zepbound are dual action drugs. They're not GLP-1. They also work on a different hormonal pathway. Gastric intestinal peptide, GIP, G-I-P, but they now think that there may be triple action drugs, quadruple action drugs. So where do you see this going?
I think the future of GLP-1s is really bright in that now that we understand the way that they work and their potential, you know, maybe we can use some of these dual action, triple action drugs to actually combat some of the side effects. Mm-hmm. And so maybe it's thinking about some of the GI upset that comes with it. Maybe it's thinking about some of the potential mental health benefits. Mm-hmm. And also thinking about who's on the collaborative care team, because as we were talking about with GI or, you know, with mental health, how can we tap the right healthcare professionals and specialists, rather, that can help with some of these other aspects? Just because, you know, the average person is getting their GLP-1 from their, you know, general practitioner, from their primary care provider, rather than getting it from someone with that specialty. And it might not be someone who's in a practice setting where they can call on other experts.
Right. You know, and then there's a problem of equity, because these drugs are so successful and so applicable across the board. And, you know, we know that, in fact, it's the most disadvantaged Americans who suffer most from metabolic disorders, diabetes and overweight, because of poor quality food, food deserts, lack of means to afford, you know, the fresh fruits and vegetables that are so beneficial, and, you know, even the animal protein that might supplant the cravings for carbohydrates. So Bernie Sanders, for example, stood up in Congress and castigated the CEO of Novo Nordisk, the makers of Ozempic, saying, how can you rake in such windfall profits with an expensive drug that people can't afford? We've got to bring down the cost of these drugs.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is bringing down the cost, but what we can't do is just go to these low-income areas and then provide the drugs without the necessary education or the comprehensive treatment regimen. And so if the companies are interested in bringing down the price, I would say I agree with that. However, how can, with accessibility, can we add an element of education that maybe when someone gets the medication, they get a brochure. Maybe they won't read it. Okay. But at least the due diligence is there, mm-hmm. that you're not finding the drug and thinking that, okay, this is dumb and done, especially if someone is going to continue taking the medication for the long term.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that it's been poorly thought out, the way we're rolling this out. What about, I think you're probably aware of this, is that there are, a lot of people don't want to go to a doctor to get this, and they also find cheaper sources. And some of these sources, unfortunately, are adulterated or counterfeit. So is that an issue in the pharmaceutical environment?
Absolutely. It's an ongoing issue. And honestly, it's like with any medication that becomes the new fad or the new excitement, that is unfortunately always kind of followed with the duration or the, the expediency that kind of skips over steps sometimes. So it is something that I'm seeing. However, I do think that there are certain people that are doing it right. And that's, again, thinking about it from the integrative lens.
Indeed. So is it your experience that some people who lose a lot of weight are rendered less healthy or debilitated because of the, the weight? I mean, weight seems to be the be-all and end-all of health. Is it possible that some people who carry extra weight are metabolically healthy and maybe they should just resign themselves to, not looking like, calendar fashion models?
It's possible. However, I do think that just if they are going to use GLP-1s, that there are just elements that they have to take into account. And if you look at the average age of someone taking a GLP-1, it is close to that 40 age range that we were talking about. And so, for the average person taking it, absolutely for them, do we need to think about these other elements? Like, how can we bolster nutrition and think about supplementation in the right way and everything? So I do think there likely is a small percentage that come out and they're metabolically okay. I don't know if okay is what we should be striving for. I think we should all be striving for something just a little bit better.
Yep.
But that being said, it's how can we think about GLP-1s in the context of our entire life? And they're only one of the elements of our life.
Indeed. And, so I think they should be looked at as a very sharp-edged tool, handle with care, to be applied judiciously and expertly, and only where necessary. I think in the rush to embrace them, I think we've kind of pushed aside some of these reservations.
Yes, and I think that's the issue with like all of this off-label use, is that Ozempic is the one that became very famous, very popular. If you look at all the headlines, it's oftentimes just naming Ozempic as the kind of poster child, so to speak, for that movement. But in reality, I mean, Ozempic is not even FDA approved for weight loss. It's the one often used off-label for weight loss. But Wegovy is actually the one for weight loss, again, only if you fit those certain BMI parameters of 27 plus comorbidities or 30 and above. And it is interesting, if we differentiate Ozempic and Wegovy is actually a higher dose. And so that higher dose is what's being, what is FDA approved for weight loss. But Ozempic seems to be the one that is kind of getting all of the glamour and the fame right now.
So officially, to officially qualify for this under insurance, and I think Medicare recently approved the use of these medications because, I mean, Medicare is already strapped. I mean, the projections are it continually comes up, like, what year will Medicare run out of money, and it's looming closer and closer. And now we've added a whole category of medications and we're opening up the floodgates, but these medications may have utility, not just cosmetically, but improving the lives of people. I mean, they work on diabetes. Originally, they were intended for diabetes, but they may have ramifications for cardiovascular risk. What are the criteria that you have to fit in order to get these medications covered by insurance? Do you happen to know?
Yeah, so it's, with Ozempic, it's still only FDA approved for type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
So type 2 diabetes, you have to And generally, it's also not the first line treatment. So when you diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, you get put on metformin. Generally, you have to out on metformin before the healthcare provider considers an additional agent.
Then you go on an SGLT2.
A GLP-1. Generally, GLP-1 is the second or third line that you use in addition to metformin. And so even for patients considering it for, you know, its FDA-approved use, Ozempic specifically, you know, it's not something you're going to be put on immediately. Mm-hmm. And, you know, over time, they did see in the studies, like if you see the studies for Ozempic, that, you know, patients did lose quite a bit of weight. And so they started thinking about it, oh, maybe this is something we could do, until they started thinking about, okay, Wegovy will be our FDA-approved product with a higher dose, right, so that...
Same medication, just a little, just tweaked more and purpose-driven for weight loss.
Yeah, so it's semaglutide. It's the same active in both.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know a little bit about the origins of these medications?
The origins, as in...
Yeah, how do they figure this out? I mean, I hear it has something to do with Gila monster venom. You know, and then there was this revolutionary discovery that Gila monsters did pretty well not eating in a harsh desert environment, you know, virtually hibernating. And then, you know, they were off to the races with trying to make copycat compounds based on this natural substance.
Yeah, and it's interesting, right? Because so many of the medications that we know and used daily are actually derived from botanicals. And it's one of the things that actually got me very interested in, you know, botanical medicine to begin with. As I was in pharmacy school, it's called pharmacognosy, kind of the fancy term, but it's, you know, what are the botanical sources, or what are some of the botanical origins, or even in this case, some animal origins of different medications. And so, you know, thinking about even, you know, things that we use on the daily, like, you know, like willow bark being the origin exactly, that we know about. So
I was interested that you are spearheading a residency program for students of pharmacology, aspiring pharmacists, in their training, that they get a component of integrative medicine.
Yeah, so the way that, you know, it all came about is that was my passion, my interest. And as I was nearing the end of my PharmD, so Doctor of Pharmacy, I realized that there was no direct path into pursuing integrative medicine. And so I was thinking, okay, what can I do, whether it's for me and the future generations, so that we can ensure that more people with this very deep knowledge of prescription medications, pharmacognosy, all of these things, how can we bring that and bridge it with integrative medicine? Because I think one of the issues, at least for me in the integrative space, is that so many people who say they're integrative practitioners, integrative specialists, they're oftentimes anti-prescription, which I don't identify that way.
No.
I identify more of an and rather than an or. And so it's so important to be able to talk about things like GLP-1s and what can we do in addition to these GLP-1s, make it more of an and conversation rather than let's deprescribe everyone off prescriptions. And so, yeah, my mentor and I co-founded the Integrative Health Postdoctoral Residency Training Program with people, after you finish your conventional pharmacy training, how can you dive deeper into some of these integrative principles? So nutrition, I did my nutrition training at Cornell. And then in addition to that, you know, it's clinical practice, but it's also academia. So part of it is, you know, you're at an interdisciplinary pharmacy, you're at an interdisciplinary clinic, you're using your knowledge. Oftentimes it's, you know, drug-herb interaction questions, it's drug-supplement, drug-vitamin interaction questions. But it's also a lot of people on the team, you know, they're experts in naturopathic medicine, in clinical nutrition, in acupuncture, in herbal medicine, and all these different aspects. But what really is needed in that space is a pharmacist, someone who knows about the origins of medicines and how they should be used from a safety and efficacy standpoint. So part of the program is that. The other side is academia. So how can we give back and continue to teach in colleges of pharmacy, but also colleges of traditional Chinese medicine?
Yes, wonderful. Yeah, because, you know, clearly as a pharmacist, you're schooled in drug-drug interaction. So you know not to give two drugs simultaneously that might have harmful interaction, either one canceling out the other or one creating dangerous side effects, or, you know, over-accentuating the action of another. That is part and parcel of pharmaceutical education. In fact, You know, you're supposed to be able to go up to a pharmacist in any retail drugstore and you're supposed to say, wait, you know, these two medications that my doctor gave me, is this going to be okay? And the pharmacist, sometimes better than the doctor, because you may be seeing three doctors who prescribe different medications that have the potential for harmful interactions. And you go to the pharmacist, well, wait a minute. Let's reconsider that because that's not a good combo. But when it comes to, you know, I'm taking, you know, 11 different supplements and I'm also on this prescription medication, could they be getting in each other's way, or is there potential harmful interaction? You know, like, should I take fish oil when I'm taking a blood thinner? I mean, a lot of pharmacists don't have the knowledge base.
Yes, and that's only because that the way the current curriculum is set up is that we only have 1 to 2 semesters of supplement education. Mm-hmm. And so just like healthcare providers, like physicians only have 2 semesters or so of, you know, a deep dive into prescription medications. We get just about that same amount of information about supplements. And so, you know, we shouldn't be the ones. We are like kind of the front line of mm-hmm. the healthcare system to be able to answer those questions. But it's just not a focus, unfortunately. And some of the other things too is like, what about the deficiency sometimes that come from these medications? So if we're thinking about metformin, speaking of, you know, diabetes and weight loss and everything, is, you know, if you take metformin over time, you should also be taking that with a B12 supplement.
Indeed. I've seen that. I've seen some people that's like, they've been on metformin forever, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, I'll check your B12. Like, my goodness, your B12 is really depleted.
Right.
But nobody has told them, you know. Yeah. So these are important things. The potential for medications to deplete nutrients, called nutrient depletions, that is important. That certain prescription medications require that you take supplements to overcome the potential deficiency. I can think of all, you know, anti-seizure medications and vitamin D, for example. You know, there are many examples throughout medicine. I wanted to circle back and talk a little bit about natural myostatin inhibitors, because it intrigues me. You know, and the context was, if you listen to part one, we talked about one of the consequences of losing a lot of weight. You lose a lot of weight, you lose some fat, but you also lose muscle. How can you overcome that? By blocking the myostatin pathway, you could actually be permissive of more muscle retention and potentially muscle growth. This is a pharmaceutical principle. It's actually being employed in some new drugs that they'll roll out within the next few years. You know, I can imagine what that's going to do to Olympic competitions, right? You know, because that's going to be a whole new avenue for blood doping if they're not already doing it, because they may be doing it on the QT with, you know, surreptitious use of experimental drugs. That's a whole new can of worms. But you were talking about a natural myostatin inhibitor, which is called, I have it here. It's MD...
Irvin. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 4-D-tropin, or MyosMD is the name of the product, which is not available over the counter. So don't go to my FullScript account and, you know, plug in MyosMD. You got to get it from a health practitioner who's an authorized dispenser of that. Where can people find out more about it?
Yeah, definitely. So people can find out more about it on myosmd.com. And if people want to follow me on LinkedIn, I actually host webinars often as one of the advisors. And we talk about all things muscle health and longevity.
Great. That's fantastic. Okay. So how does this work? Because it seems like I see a picture of it. It's like, looks like a yellow powder. It's like an egg yolk powder. Why not just eat, like, you know, a dozen eggs a day? Could that work? Or is there some special extraction process by which you amp up the myostatin inhibition characteristics of eggs?
So the thing is, you could eat many, many eggs, but the difference is, you know, oftentimes someone doesn't want to eat that many eggs.
Yeah, right.
Serves as a simpler way to incorporate this product into your daily life and to incorporate fortitropin at the end of the day into your daily life.
So what you're saying is fortitropin is an ingredient within eggs. So you're not just eating like, egg yolk powder or something. It's like a refined constituent of egg yolks that
and
has been identified.
It's egg yolk, yeah.
It got to be fertilized egg yolks. Okay. Sometimes I see a little thing in my egg yolk. I tend to just ignore it and not pull it out. Some people find it kind of yucky. Okay. I'm trying to think mechanistically, how could that work? Is it that the fertilization of the egg yolk imparts some kind of growth factor to the egg because it's essential for the rapid growth of the chicken embryo, that is a thing?
So as of now, that's not actually something we know from the mechanism. But what we do know is the outcome. And so we do see that myostatin inhibition, we do see that improvement in patients who are experiencing sarcopenia. We saw that study that was done at UC Berkeley with one of our colleagues. And so it really is that, you know, maybe we don't understand the underlying cause. Right.
It was only recently, I think, that they unraveled the way that aspirin works. You know, we knew traditionally for many years that it worked, but we didn't quite know how the prostaglandin chemistry happened, the molecular biology of that.
Exactly. It's to a lot of other medications as well, whether you're talking about anti-seizure medications, some mental health medications, kind of the same thing.
Indeed. The product is MyosMD, and I'm intrigued by it. I'm going to see if I can get a line on that, because that's, I think, is something that's quite intriguing. That being the case, we know that the pharmaceutical industry is placing big bets on myostatin inhibitors to be the new drugs of the future because they have the potential already to treat some muscular disorders, you know, like muscular dystrophy and various muscle weakening disorders, but eventually as a treatment for frailty. And then, you know, maybe kind of they could become like a lifestyle drug, like, hey, you know, you're getting older and you're like losing it. Why not take this medication so that you can continue to, maintain your ability to do activities of daily living and maybe, you know, keep on, say, on the pickleball court.
Exactly. It's about aging powerfully or aging gracefully, not necessarily aging.
Good stuff. Well, okay, you're into some very interesting things. And thanks for taking us on a walk through the new category of drugs that have swept the country, the GLP-1 drugs and combo drugs, and surely a new raft of drugs sure to follow. Our guest is Dr. Swathi Varanasi-Diaz. And once again, give out the information about how people can find out more about you.
Yes, definitely. If you want to learn more about some of the studies I talked about today, please go to myosmd.com. So it's myosmd.com. And then also, if you want to connect with me, you can follow me on LinkedIn. I'm also active on Instagram. And as I mentioned on LinkedIn, I'm hosting webinars that really feature experts in muscle health and longevity. So we'll continue the conversation there.
Be sure to put me on your mailing list because I might want to jump on one of those and get some more information about this. Thanks very much for joining us, and thanks for educating our Intelligent Medicine listeners. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.